On an icy January morning many years ago, a man was found naked and bleeding in a 25-cent a night flop house. Doctors sewed up the gash in his throat as best they could, but the wound and the booze had taken their toll. That night, he died in his sleep. Nurses gathered his belongings and found only a dirty coat with 38 cents in one pocket and a scrap of paper in the other. It had five words on it: "Dear friends and gentle hearts." Almost like the words of a song, someone thought, and she was right. The old man was once a songwriter, penning some of America's most beloved music, including "Swanee River," "Oh Susanna," "My Old Kentucky Home," and hundreds more. He was Stephen Foster. That true story comes to mind whenever I see a derelict, a down-and-outer, on the street today. That dirty, sodded man or woman wasn't always in this condition. He or she was once a little baby, bubbling with promise and hope, before the pruning knife of time cut them down. A wrong choice or two, an unfortunate circumstance at a critical moment, led to this tragedy of a wasted life. Now, it takes some doing to see beyond that bleary-eyed bum sleeping on a park bench today. But there is a person of value within that dirty exterior. Perhaps even a Stephen Foster at the end of a long and bitter journey.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at MyFamilyTalk.com.